How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees. Today we got Sam on the beat with me. So Ryan's actually at Hudson Valley going to the media day for the Renegades, so he's going to get some really good prospect information for us. We'll drop on the next episode. I'm sure we'll have plenty to discuss, but today we're talking about the red hot stud, the monster, the maestro at shortstop, Anthony Volpe, coming off a flu, like Jordan flu game. Dude comes back the next day and has four freaking hits yesterday. I mean, the Yankees are 5-0, guys. Could I be happier? Not a chance. Sam, could you be happier? We swept the freaking Astros to open the season. I feel great. I know you're feeling good. Volpe's red hot, and I'll tell you what, a couple months ago I dropped the hot take that Volpe was going to be an all-star this year. I think it might be coming to fruition if he keeps up at this pace, because he is on fire. He's seeing the ball well. The you know, last year pitchers were trying to expand the strike zone against him, and they just can't do it anymore. You know, he's attacking the strike zone. He's seeing the ball really well. His fundamentals and hard work are starting to pay off, and we're starting to see what this guy can really become at the MLB level in his second season. I'm ecstatic. We're going to break down his numbers, react to his really hot start to the season, Sam. But how you doing today, my friend? After five straight games of victory, feeling pretty good today, huh?
I'm good. It's been a real fun past couple of days. Obviously, us posting everything has been a really good time. But you know, really the star of the show, and it's been Juan Soto. But on the other hand, it's also been Anthony Volpe. This is a guy that really in the offseason came in, wanted to fix some things up, ended up flattening out that bat path. Granted, this was a guy that was a 2020 guy last year, hit a lot of home runs, but took the sacrifice at, you know, what was it, like a 210 average at that point. Now we're looking at a guy early in the season who's got a clip at above 530. Granted, it's only a five-game sample, but he looks incredible so far. Looks really patient at the plate, taking a lot of walks. The extra base hits are flooding in. He's got a 1,000 slugging right now, a 365 WRC+. It's incredible to see, and this is a player that can provide a legitimate impact, and it really, at the end of the day, it, you know, widens your lineup even more when you have the superstars like Aaron Judge, when you have the superstars like Juan Soto, guys like that. It makes your lineup even deeper, and it also it makes it more of an, you know, there's more of a possibility for him to turn into a leadoff role with the consistent amount of hits that he's getting. Right now he's sitting in the 6-7 hole, and that kind of value from the 6-7 hole, Alex, is truly incredible. And the biggest thing that I want to take away from Anthony Volpe being hot so early in the season is, guys, we haven't even seen Aaron Judge really do anything yet. Gleyber Torres had a good day yesterday, but outside of that, has not been good. But you have guys like Anthony Volpe, you have guys like Juan Soto that are here, and they're hitting at an immaculate level right now. This lineup is going to be incredibly dangerous, and he hasn't even been able to flash that on-base skill yet. He doesn't even have a single stolen base in his locker yet, but we know he's going to clip that number because of the amount of speed that he has in his locker right now, dude. This guy's incredible to watch. It's a really fun time to be able to see this young prospect really grow, and not necessarily bounce back from a bad year last year. He was really good with the glove last year, but with the bat, he's making legitimate progress, and it's really fun to see. I cannot wait to see it. If he becomes an all-star, Alex, this would be incredible for this squad, because we could look at like 7 or 8 all-stars right now. If he ended today, he'd probably be in that MVP race. Obviously, we're 5 games in, but he's been awesome so far, Alex. It's been really fun to see.
He has been awesome, and you kind of said, we were talking right before the episode started, this team is being led right now by a few key individuals, right? Oswaldo Cabrera has been on fire. Volpe's been on fire. Juan Soto has been on fire. But everybody else has been kind of quiet. Aside from, like, Gleyber Torres yesterday, Austin Wells has been a nice impact piece for us. Has a 99 WRC+, plus, so about league average right now. But Verdugo has been below average. You know, Judge has been below average. He's really struggling. So right now, I kind of feel as though this team is being lifted by our bullpen, which has been absolutely on fire. Excellent. Nick Birdie, dude, I don't even know how Matt Blake finds these guys, honestly. Like, he just manufactures quality bullpen arms. But Volpe right now is hitting, to say, it almost looks unreal. 571, the 667 OBP and 1,000 slugging rate, 365 WRC+. He has 0.7 WAR right now. He's only played 4 games this year. He almost has more WAR than some of the players on the entire the team had last year throughout the whole season, right? In one freaking game, one freaking week, really. 4 games, he missed one of them. This guy is doing stuff that we didn't really think he would get this much better. Like, I know Ryan and I were talking about him before this season. We're like, we'd be happy with like a 110 WRC+. At this pace, I mean, look, it's unsustainable, the pace that he's on. It's going to even out. He's going to have some cold stretches. We're going to see those numbers dip at some point, but even if they dip marginally, you're looking at a guy with a WRC plus above 120, and that would be a humongous win. And by the way, his strikeout rate at 16.7% right now is more than 10% reduced compared to 2023, when he had a 27.8% K rate. Now, again, small sample, but you see what I'm saying here in terms of his swing is different. His confidence is different. His discipline is different. Everything about him suggests that these are numbers aren't going to get – they're going to get lower, but they're not going to be as low as they were during his rookie season. They're going to be much better than that. He already has a homer and three RBIs. And what you love to see, there's a couple of key statistics that I wanted to kind of point out. 54.5% hard hit rate. That's a 12% increase compared to last season when he had a pretty solid hit rate, hard hit rate at 42.7%. But most interestingly, 14.2 degrees of launch angle last year. This year, 9.6 degrees of launch angle. So you're seeing a massive difference in his bat path, his swing path. A lot more even, a lot more level. Extra base hits is the word you used before, or the phrase rather. And they're going to come in bunches this season. You remember that first year that like Andujar had like 47 doubles? And we were like, what the hell? He had that kind of flat swing path. Volpe has that now, but we also saw the qualities to hit that home run. I had him for a hit in a parlay a couple days ago in one of our parlays on the FSB channel, and his last step out of the day, he launched a home run in Minute Maid Park, and we love to see that, right? Like, he still has the power, still can generate the loft. He's just picking his spots, right? If he sees the pitch that he likes, he can elevate that bat to get more loft behind it. But if he's trying to stab at it, if he's just trying to make contact, he has a more even swing path. And I think that is generating a lot more extra base hits and really just production, putting the ball in play. When you put the ball in play, good things happen. You know what I mean? Think about this, for example. Austin Wells a couple days ago when he bunted that ball, error. Next play, error again. Put the ball in play and let the other team make the play. You're going to see a lot more errors if you put the ball in tough spots. So I do think that the Yankees are playing a little bit more with that strategy that Aaron Judge even referenced earlier on, Cashman and Boone referenced a couple months ago. Bunting in guys, more contact, getting on base. We're seeing old school baseball right now. This isn't just a home run centric team anymore. And how do you think Volpe fits into this mold? Because the extra bases are essential. They're paramount to this strategy. And so far, he's walking at a higher rate than he is striking out. Everything about him suggests that his entire persona, everything about him is different compared to his rookie season.
Yeah, so when I really look at the profile that Anthony Volpe's brought to the table thus far, it's really what the Yankees truly needed, and I feel like that's what we've been talking about for a very long time is, you know, when we've looked at Yankees teams over the past couple of years, they're very home run centric, it's very low OBP, it's like, you have to hit the 3-run home run here, or that's how you're going to win the game, and if you don't, you're not going to win the game, right? And that's all it is, and that's how they end up falling apart in the playoffs, is because they can't make anything happen. You have this team that strikes out 15 out of 27 times in a playoff game, and they can't do anything. Now this team's not really doing that. The strikeout clip has dropped. This is a team right now that has an OBP clip over 400, which is incredible. As a team, it's incredible to see. And I'm glad that you brought up the launch angle thing, because this was a guy last year that had a launch angle similar to Kyle Schwarber, Alex. Kyle Schwarber, this is a guy who hit 45 home runs last year, hit below 200, and had a K rate like swinging around 30%. That's not Anthony Volpe, and I love Anthony Volpe, but that's not the kind of player that he is. Now he's that flat bat path, get the ball up the middle, hit it into the gap, spray it wherever you need to go, singles, doubles, triples, you can extend whatever you want to, and he looks incredible. It really fits into the mold of what this team needs, and I think that that's what they tried to attack in the offseason, and even in the spring training, even with the guys that they brought in. Obviously, Juan Soto is a high OBP guy. Doogie hasn't really gotten off the floor yet, but he's a very high contact guy that can spray the balls into the gaps, not a true home run hitter. And then molding Anthony Volpe into this pure contact hitter that's going to get on base a ton more and is just going to create more opportunities for this team. And I'm glad that you brought up the bunt thing, because it's real funny, because in the middle of the winter, when Hal Steinbrenner made the comment about the bunting, we were all freaking out. We were like, what are you talking about bunting? We need to be talking about scoring runs and, you know, manufacturing runs and getting singles and doubles. But look at us now. The bunting is working out and we're scoring runs and putting the ball in play. So it's really interesting to see how that ended up translating into this year. And I just think that, you know, walking into 2024 with James Rousen as the new hitting coach, I feel like this entire hitting approach has completely changed up, right? I think they've hit 6 home runs maybe in the first 5 games. That's not something we're used to. We're used to seeing like 10, right? If the Yankees are going to win games, they're going to have to hit 10 in a 5-game stretch. They don't need that at this point. They can chip away wins, getting singles and doubles, manufacturing guys, getting people on base, walking at a very high clip. And that's probably the Juan Soto effect, and he's got a big impact on what this team does right now. But again, this is a team that doesn't even have all of their pieces off of the floor yet. You know what Aaron Judge is going to do eventually, right? He's been terrible, terrible to start the year, but you know and I know that Aaron Judge is going to be the generational hitter in about a week or so, and he's going to look incredible, and he's just going to put in more pieces to what this team already has. So the Yankees are 5-0 right now, and some of their best pieces aren't even performing, and it's really impressive, and it's a testament to a guy like Anthony Volpe who came into the winter and completely changed everything up. So it's really, really cool to see, and it just, like I said at the beginning of the episode, it extends the lineup. It makes you guys even stronger. You're able to do a lot more, and, you know, when you get to that 7, 8, 9 spot, you're not like, oh, we're not going to score here. Nothing's going to happen like you would with previous years, right? Now it's, you get to 7, 8, you're looking at Volpe Cabrera, you're like, oh, we could probably do something here. Like there's a chance here, right? But, yeah, it's really fun. It's really fun right now, and I think that the way this offense has changed and is manufacturing runs right now, it's a much better watch than the strikeout home run-centric approach that we've seen over the past couple of seasons.
It absolutely is, and for many different reasons. I don't care how many home runs the Yankees hit. I care how many wins they have, and I think that's the same approach that they kind of took this offseason. But I wanted to reference two other points about Volpe in terms of his production, right? Not just offensively, but defensively as well. Last year, Volpe, with runners in scoring position, it was not good. It was very bad, actually. He hit .204 with a .281 OBP, .425 slugging, .706 OPS. Now, it's a small sample size to open this year, but I want to reference the discipline. And it's evident, right? He's hitting .500 with a .800 OBP, .500 slugging, and a .1.300 OPS. Now, the sample size, like I said, tiny. It's 5 plate appearances. But in those 5 plate appearances, he's produced 2 RBIs and 3 walks, right? That's... I mean, that's incredible. It's incredible. Like, you look at the difference in discipline. Volpe is a different hitter this year, a straight-up different hitter. It's not even comparable. Everything about him and his fundamentals have changed. His mental approach, he's not swinging for the fences. Last year, he was trying to generate so much loft and power, his head would end up getting pulled away from the ball. And he was just swinging and praying. This year, watch his swing. You can see he's laser focused on the ball coming in, and his head does not move, right? He is watching the ball from the second it leaves the pitcher's hand to the second it crosses the strike zone, and he's all on top of it. Now, the other metric I wanted to mention, his defensive value this year is still off to a great start. 36 innings, he already has a defensive run saved and an out above average, by the way. He only had 1 out above average last year in 2023, did have 15 defensive runs saved, so he's on pace to beat those numbers. And look, there's going to be some errors, there are going to be some mishaps, and these are natural things over the course of a season. But Volpe and the questions and the narratives that people have thrown out, well, Volpe's a better second baseman, Volpe shouldn't be a shortstop, it's a load of crap. That's the best way to put it. Nobody in their right mind believed that, right? Nobody that was thinking long-term. Baseball is a game of a decade. Like, some players don't hit the stride for 5, 6 years. That's why you have arbitration. You know, that's why you have this whole process, the minor league system. You can't judge a player on their rookie season. You got to judge them on the differences that they make between the rookie season and their sophomore season. That's when you're going to see the biggest changes for a lot of these guys. And Volpe, defensively, won a gold glove as a rookie. So why on earth was there ever a conversation about moving him off of shortstop? I do not know. He is a fine defensive player. If you go look at Derek Jeter's defensive stats, most people will tell you he was a bad defensive player, aside from the couple of marquee plays that he made. Volpe is an efficient shortstop, and he's a great player offensively now as well. This guy, by the end of his Yankee career, which, by the way, I don't think he's ever going to play for any other team but the Yankees. This guy's a Yankee for life. He's going to be a legend in a decade, right? In a decade, he'll be a living legend. This guy is already showing us what he can be. Look, the sample is small. I continue to reference that, but this is a different player than what we're used to. He's going to go through cold stretches. But the difference between this year and last is simple. The Yankees have Juan Soto this season. What is that so important? If Volpe has a bad day, he doesn't take it very personally because he knows his other guys are going to pick him up. You know what I mean? Last year, Judge was out. Guys were done. They were injured. Pitching was struggling. Volpe put a lot of pressure on himself to come up and step up to the plate and actually elevate himself. And he was struggling because he was a rookie. But this year, he has that support. You know, you got the pitching, you got the bullpen, you got Juan Soto, you got Aaron Judge. The bottom half of the order is astronomically better. Even though Verdugo's struggling right now, astronomically better than IKF or I don't know, Aaron Hicks or Jake Bowers or Franchi Cordero or Billy McKinney. He's better than them, and it's objectively true. So I just think that he's going to feel more comfortable. And by the way, and I'll let you get your take on those topics, but at the same time, when are we going to make the decision to bat this guy leadoff? Because he needs to be batting leadoff soon. His ability to get on base is paramount right now, and he's gonna score a crap ton of runs with Soto and Judge right behind him.
Yeah, I'm surprised, honestly, that they didn't pull that trigger yet, to be completely honest with you, especially after Glaber's slow start and how well he started in the Houston series. I think we'll see it at some point in time this year, and honestly, it's something that we were clamoring for last year when he went through that like nice little stretch in the middle of June where we're like, yeah, like maybe we should lead off Volpe, like, let's see what's going on. But that was also a very different Yankee lineup. There's also a lot more bats that you can kind of throw in here at the leadoff spot right now. But Glaber historically has not been good from the leadoff spot and has always hit better in that like 5-6 spot, kind of like where we see Volpe right now. So I feel like eventually, probably in the next couple of weeks, I think they let Glaber rock it out for probably the next 2 to 3 weeks, just to kind of, you know, just contain continuity with that lineup. But I think, you know, maybe 2-3 weeks down the line, I obviously don't expect Anthony Volpe to be Barry Bonds over the next 2 weeks still. But I feel like, you know, once that kind of comes to fruition, I feel like they end up moving Glaber back down. And again, then you have Anthony Volpe at the leadoff spot. And again, you're putting Glaber Torres in your six hole. Glaber Torres was your second best hitter last year. That's incredible value, and you have Alex Verdugo right behind him, and then, you know, whatever you want to do with third base and the other outfield spot at the end. But, like, it's just beautiful to see because the lineup just completely extends. And, you know, I do want to bring up something, and it's something that I kind of just, like, thought about in my head as far as a play style and, you know, the really good glove and the really good speed and the low bat path and not a lot of home runs, but he's getting on base a ton. And I hate saying it, man, and I don't want to put this kind of pressure on this guy, but it's very reminiscent of Derek Jeter. It truly is from that shortstop position, being able to play an incredible solid defense at shortstop for the Yankees is beautiful, and the high contact approach and getting on base and not hitting a ton of home runs. I mean, granted, he did last year, but it's a lot different this year, and it's just very reminiscent of a Derek Jeter type play style. And it's very hard for me to put, you know, that kind of pressure on a 22-year-old kid, but at the same time, that's what it looks like. And like you said, if he's going to be around here for a long time and become a Yankee legend, that's probably who he'll get compared to realistically at the end of the day. So it's it kind of looks like a reincarnation right now, and it's really exciting to see.
It absolutely is, and we're ecstatic about it, guys. You know, we've broken down Volpe as best we can over a small sample, and we love the kid. He's a good guy, great work ethic. He loves to be a Yankee. He's energetic. He's productive. He makes the adjustments. He makes the changes. He knows his weaknesses. What more can you ask for? You know, what more could you really ask for in a player? He's done everything the right way. We talk about Judge. We talk about Soto being the face of this franchise. There's a conversation that needs to be had that Volpe is also a part of that equation. You know, he is also the face. And what embodies being a Yankee? You know, that love for the game, that love for the Yankees, that love for improvement, that love for wins and success. You can see it on his face. Those, you know, losing eats him alive. I love those type of players. You know, those are the type of guys that you want in the clubhouse. And the Yankees are a different team energetically this year. You know, the young kids are saying aura these days. We have a new aura. That's really the truth. This team has a new aura. And it's one that is built around clutch, grit, resiliency. And it's exciting to watch, man. Every game. Now, if you're down one, if you're down four, like opening day, this team is not backing down. They know. And one of those guys, I mean, I know Verdugo said they're dogs. Someone else came out and said, I think it might have been Austin Wells, we don't care how much we're losing. We feel like we're in every game. We feel like we're able to win every game, no matter what the deficit is. And by the way, the first three games they played, they came back from deficits in all three of them to win. That's a sign. And by the way, against the Astros, maybe Juan Soto really is the kryptonite that we desperately needed against them. But guys, always happy to your thoughts below in the YouTube comment section about Anthony Volpe, about this Yankee team. We're ecstatic, excited. It's going to be a fun couple of days, fun couple of months as we get some players back. We still don't have Cole back. Canely, Efros, Lou Trevino. There's going to be a lot of talent coming back for the Yankees in a couple months here. It's going to be fun to see. Maybe we even add a pitch or two at the deadline. We'll see what happens. But we got a long way until then, and we're 5-0. We're going to hopefully be 6-0 today. Got a much more difficult matchup with Nestor Cortez on the mound. But always happy to hear your thoughts. Make sure to like and subscribe as always. And we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode. Perfect.